For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. 5 years ago, Tennessee lawmakers voted to allow guns in parks, but they also gave cities the power to opt out of the law. Now they want to take that power back. In this week's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George talks about the politics of guns in parks with Andrea Zielinski. She covers state government for the Nashville Post and the Nashville Scene.
So local government leaders, including Nashville's Mayor Carl Dean, they say they don't want this power taken away from them. What are their concerns?
Well, their concern is that they're the one who, they finance parks, they patrol parks, they know their communities, and that the decision of whether or not to be able to ban guns in parks should rest with them. Here in Nashville, there are about 120 parks, almost 20 greenways. You know, that's a lot of area under their jurisdiction, and they say this is something that should be under their control.
So we know this can be a little bit confusing, but what we're talking about here is the fact that, yes, guns are allowed in parks in Tennessee, but cities do have the ability, if they want, to opt out of that. Lawmakers who want to get rid of the opt-out, what situations do they imagine where that's having problems?
Well, they're worried about a patchwork law system where, in some areas, it's legal for you as a handgun carry permit holder to carry a gun into a park, and then other areas it's not. For example, in Clarksville, they have a handful of parks where they've locally opted out, saying we don't want anyone to be able to carry a gun here, but countywide, they're allowed. Think about it this way. If you're in a park that maybe straddles a city or a county line, you know, one part of the park, you might be fine bringing your gun with you, but you might unknowingly walk into another part of the park where you having that gun on you is illegal. So what they want to do is create kind of a more standardized process, standardized laws throughout the state.
Well, the bill passed the Senate last week, and over in the State House, Speaker Beth Harwell has talked about making the bill more palatable, in her words, since there are parks that are on school grounds or are near schools. And here's how Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey, who leads the Senate, reacted to that idea.
That is purely for emotion. There is no reason that should ever happen. I believe that.
So when he says emotion, what is Ron Ramsey talking about there?
Well, the lieutenant governor has said for a while, anytime you bring up the word guns, it pulls up all these emotions. And, you know, and with this kind of soft line in the sand, Speaker Harwell has drawn that she sees a difference between parks like Percy Warner and parks that have, you know, lots of playground equipment and children, you know, running around and then people with, you know, a gun strapped to their hip. So, you know, he says, well, anytime we're talking about guns, you know, they become these emotionally charged issues. And that's, I think, what he was getting at, as opposed to, you know, the facts and the state's, you know, at least the Republican Senate's at this point desire to standardize those laws across Tennessee.
So is this really about guns and parks, or is there something else to this tug between cities and counties and state lawmakers?
You know, a couple years ago was when we had a lot of the debate and discussion about the roles of guns in parks. But now this is really a lot more about local control versus state control. This ability for local governments to opt out was something that was written into this law in 2009 kind of as a compromise. And now they're talking about peeling that away. You know, at the state level, we hear a lot of arguments that, you know, for the federal government to leave the state alone, let the state, you know, govern itself. What the rub is here is when you hear the locals say that to the state, hey, let us make decisions. We have these locally elected lawmakers who know the community best, and they're pushing back against the state, which is what you're seeing in this debate here. The question is, you know, who's at the end of the day going to win? And, you know, state officials say, hey, when we're talking about gun rights, this is a state issue.
Andrea Zielinski covers state government for the Nashville Post and Nashville Scene. Andrea, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Nashville Public Radio's Bradley George with this week's Capitol Hill Conversation.